More and more of us are striving to go green in our everyday lives. But what about when we die? That's where so-called green burials come in. Marilyn Rush is a funeral guide and a green burial consultant. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Just what does it mean when we say green burial?
Green burial means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But basically, the concept is that people are wanting to go back to the earth naturally, like we used to do in the old days. So no expensive casket, no non-biodegradable materials, no cement grave liner, cement vault, and just being put in the earth.
So well, I'd say I came to you and I wanted some advice on how to have a green burial and a home funeral. What would that entail?
So the first thing that people need to know is that it's quite simple. The hard part is actually talking about it and finding people to support you, because it's such a foreign concept and most people think it's either illegal or bad for the environment or unsafe or it gets into the drinking water or some concern like that. And there have been a lot of fears built up around that in the last few centuries, you know, when we used to have grave robbers and things like that. The way you're supposed to do it has changed. And but the way we used to do it is people cared for their own at home, and a day or two after they died, they buried them in the local cemetery, just putting them in the earth to go back to the earth, ash to ashes, dust to dust.
And there is nothing that
harms
the environment.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing bad for the environment about that. What's bad for the environment is embalming, which hurts the workers that are doing the embalming because of the fluids that are being used. And it's also, if you learn about what it actually is, it's kind of a gruesome process for the body. So if you have any ideas about not wanting to treat the body that way, that's one thing to consider. And then people are buying expensive caskets made of precious woods, using toxic resins and all kinds of brass fittings and synthetic materials. And it's not in line with the way we're living our lives these days. You know, like you mentioned, we're trying to reduce, reuse, and recycle. And it's like, why are we doing that all our lives and then not making choices like that about the way we care for the body after we die?
So what happens with the body when it goes in? Is it wrapped in a shroud? Is it in cardboard or what?
All of the above. You can put the body in the earth wrapped in a sheet or a blanket or a shroud that's specially made for the purpose. You can use a plain pine box, as people are familiar with. You can use a wicker basket, anything like that. And then you can just, you know, you don't have to dig a hole 6 feet deep. It doesn't have to be that deep. And you put the body in the ground and refill with dirt. And the body goes back to the earth to nurture the earth in a really healthy way.
Now, are green burials offered at all cemeteries or just
no.
select?
In no. fact, there's only one in Washtenaw County that's currently offering the natural burial.
So that's where you need some advice with mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. Give us a typical story of someone you've worked with who wanted to make the choice. Why?
I'll tell you about a family who had a daughter that was sick all her life, and when she died at age 5, they wanted to take care of her body at home and have a green burial. Because that's what gave them meaning. That was something that they could control, given that they couldn't control what had happened to their daughter. So they were very involved in the process with the whole extended family. They laid her out at home, and they washed her body and cooled her body with dry ice and had her there at home for a couple of days. And then when it was time for the burial, well, first they went to the church, and they had an open casket and a funeral mass. And then they proceeded to the cemetery, and they went to the one in Waterford that was just starting at the time, and she was maybe the third green burial there. It's a beautiful big green burial section in that cemetery, and they were able to wrap her or put her in a wicker basket that they had specially ordered and put her in the ground and shovel the dirt in themselves afterwards and have a little graveside ceremony there. And it made the whole process so much more meaningful and special for them, because they were doing just what they wanted to be doing, and it was comforting to them.
I saw a statement actually on the Green Burial Council website. We believe death can and should connect to life. And you really saw that happen with this family, didn't you?
Exactly. People who are helping families have natural burials are realizing that when the family can make more choices and have more involvement in the process, it's healing for them.
Marilyn Rush is a green burial and home funeral consultant. You can find out about upcoming green burial events on her website, which is afterdeathhomecare.com. That's afterdeathhomecare.com. Marilyn, good to talk with you.
Thank you very much.